this moment. All the hits, all the laughs. Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
The only way to wake up.
Coast FM.
It's official. The next AFL club will be the Tasmanian Devils.
Yes. I mean, it was the worst kept secret in town, wasn't it?
It was.
And the logo. Everybody knew before.
The logo, it's a green devil. I mean, it looks perfect for St. Patrick's Day, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. But then their jerseys are. I'm like, are they going to rework them? Like, this isn't final, right?
So there's myrtle green, primrose yellow and rose red. That's the colour scheme.
Yeah.
And the Guernsey features a map of Tassie front and centre.
It's literally a little map and then a T in the middle of
In the middle of it kind of, I mean,
I'm
yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, where's the devil head? Like, that is an epic, like, photo of a, like,
it's a great looking icon.
Graphic of a devil's head, and then it's not on the jersey at all. It's like, sorry, where's that?
We're going with a picture of the state.
Yeah, a blob with a T in the middle.
So, and look, it's already inspired nearly 40,000 foundation members to sign on. So apparently you don't need to have the devil picture. I'm trying to think about all the other ones. They are much more simple. Most of them don't have any pictures on them, do they? They've just got shapes and colours. There's stripes, there's colours, there's shapes.
I suppose the eagle has
the eagle head, doesn't it? Okay.
I think all the bird ones have their head on it somewhere, besides like the original ones, like Collingwood. They're just the classic stripes.
They are, exactly.
I don't know. Why don't they just do stripes of colours then without the blob and the T in the middle? Well,
it kind of reminds me of like the State of Origin style jumpers. Like, it looks like the kind of thing that you'd wear as.
And I suppose they're in a different league. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, there's time. Was it 2028? They're coming on board.
There is a while. They've insisted that they went, no, the map is important. It's like, okay, all right.
We get it.
Fair enough. We shall speculate for a little longer and we'll see if maybe they change their minds as we get closer. They haven't even built the stadium yet, so, I mean,
There's plenty of time to rework everything.
They might tweak the Guernsey, you never know. The Reserve Bank aren't meeting every month this year. They're meeting every 6 weeks, apparently, so they're doing less. So they're meeting today.
Interesting.
So,
why?
Yeah. I don't know. They're trying to cut costs? I don't know. Okay. I have no idea why they're doing it, to be honest. I mean, the banks will probably go ahead and do whatever they want, even if they aren't making a monthly decision. But apparently, yes, today speculation is rates will remain on hold. But we'll see.
That's good.
There's also speculation that there's a big royal announcement on the way. I don't know if you've seen, there's suggestions that the BBC's been given warning that something was coming down the pipeline from the palace. Now, to be fair, even that hasn't been confirmed at this stage, let alone any further speculation that goes on top of that. But the two big contenders, obviously, it's either Kate or the King that people are making statements about. And it's interesting.
Is Kate the one they're distracting everyone with when it's actually the King is what they're hiding it from?
There is actually Russian media that have been running a story that the King had died, and they were quoting a completely hoaxed like statement from the palace saying that he got. Diplomats had to come out and go, no, the King is still alive.
Charles is alive.
I don't know if that's actually tied into what this speculation's all about, but just when you think the frenzy might die down about the royal family, people care less perhaps about the royal family. They still take a lot of column inches and headlines and data online. There's still certainly people talking about them. There's no question.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll see.
I have to wait and see.
Don't know what's coming out of any of that.
Interesting.
Once again, I ask the question, what could possibly go wrong? As we learn the news that the USA's, and this is in quote marks, most haunted lake, that's apparently claimed the lives of some 700 people since the 50s, is set to open a new water slide. Doesn't that just have wrong written all over it? Lake Lanier is located in Georgia, and because it was built as part of a hydropower setup, wasn't really made with recreational activities in mind, so the bottom is apparently a bit murky, a bit sticky, and that's where trouble comes.
Oh, so people get stuck in it, is
potentially,
that
I think that's some of it. Because it was, you know, they kind of flood valleys. It's sort of over old buildings and whatever else too. So, like, there may have been a village down there at some point.
There's a whole village of people down there, is there?
Well, not a whole village of people. Maybe now. But anyway, yeah, despite all of that, it will become a must-visit location for aqua activities in time for the US summer season.
Okay, so I assume there's something installed so you don't get stuck as you fly down the slide?
There's no guarantees. They don't worry about that. It's all about the slides, about the above water that they're worried about. So I guess my advice is if you're planning on going, maybe pack your own floaties.
Yes. The 2024 finalists for the World Video Game Hall of Fame has been announced.
All right. So do we get a chance to vote on this?
Yes. Okay. So the finalists, well, the winners will be, inductees will be announced on May 9th. So you can vote for your favourite at museumofplay.org. So these are like old school video games.
This
so,
is like those classic toys that go into the museum as well. All right. Yep. So cool. What's on the list this year?
Well, Guitar Hero has made the list.
You talk about classic toys and then you say Guitar Hero
2005. Mm-hmm. Neopets. From the 90s.
Okay.
Resident Evil.
Oh.
Sim City.
Oh.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, which
would
probably be my vote.
Yep.
And then there's some older ones like 1979's Asteroids.
Wow. That's a blast from the past.
Elite from the 80s. What else is there? Metroid. Myst with a Y from the 90s.
Yeah, it's one of those. Yes.
And Ultima. As well. So there's a few more in there. If any of those were your game from back in the day, then make sure you vote for them so they can make the Video Game Hall of Fame.
Tony Hawk for a start. That's got to be one of the iconic ones. Do you know, when I was living in a share house, we got one of those sit-down ones that they had at fish and chip shops back in the day, like a sit-down Asteroids game.
Ah,
and
there you
go. We spent many, many hours in the 90s playing the sit-down version of Asteroids. I think we destroyed it many times over. I can't believe that's not already in there. There you go.
So vote for it if you want it in there. But, yeah, the World Video Game Hall of Fame, the inductees announced in May.
All right.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Easter is less than 2 weeks away, people. Just saying. There's a whole selection of things that you can get to make sure that the people in your life get the vitamin chocolate that is required. So just start thinking about that now.
I know, and just over a week.
And look, it's also first term break not far away.
That is even more shocking.
Isn't it? There you go.
Oh, dear.
2024 Australian Street Rod Nationals are on at Lane Group Stadium in Mandurah, obviously, on Sunday, 10 to 4. So this is your chance to check out 220 street rods, rat rods, customs and muscle cars from around Australia, along with great food, entertainment and a whole stack more.
Cool.
So, if you want to check it out, the Australian Street Rod Federation Facebook page has got all the info you need. But, yeah, that's this weekend.
Nice.
March 19 is International Read to Me Day, where kids are actually encouraged to ask someone to read to you because it makes a difference. It's important. Yeah. Even if you are 25.
Mummy, ring read mum to me.
Ring mum and say, look, it's about time.
Nikki and DeMello's.
Riddle me this, riddle me that.
Riddle me this.
Willow is here to take on the riddle challenge. Willow from Diddley Park.
Diddley Park.
I've turned into Ned Flanders. Hello, Willow.
Hi.
You're from Dudley Park, right?
Yeah.
Or Diddley Park.
Or Diddley. From now on, we call it Diddley Park, and that's that. All right. So, are you the riddler in your family?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right. Excellent. So we're speaking to the right person when it comes to sorting this riddle out here and getting you a chance at the plus building blocks, thanks to Sick Hobbies in Rockingham. Good luck.
All right. Here we go. This is your riddle. If your uncle's sister is not your aunt, then what relation is she to you?
Your mum.
Oh, look at that. No mucking about.
Your mum. So if your uncle's sister is not your aunt, that would make her your mother. Hey, yes!
You got it.
Well done, Willow. Nailed it, which means you're now in the draw for an awesome prize on Friday.
That's right. The plus building blocks kit from Sick Hobbies in Rockingham could be yours. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
It's World Social Work Day today, highlighting the folks who help people make changes in their lives and face life's challenges. And it's also National Chocolate Caramel Day.
Lovely.
So, caramello koalas and Mars bars and Pascal Eclairs. Mm. The lolly combos that also help you face life's challenges, but just in a different way.
In a sweeter way.
A sweeter way.
97.3 Coast FM. Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed. Go!
For Seagulls Outdoor Furniture sale now on, see Seagulls Outdoor Furniture Superstore at Mandurah Home City and saving the world one entertainment story at a time. Here's Nikki.
Thank you. Fighting the good fight.
That's right.
David Guetta's most important release of the year is here.
Oh.
A newborn child.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, he and his girlfriend Jessica Leedon announced the news with an Insta post. Love is in the air with a love heart. Welcome, Cyan.
Oh, nice colour too. Excellent.
Beautiful colour. Yeah. David also shares two children, a 16-year-old daughter and 19-year-old son with his ex-wife. So congrats on the newborn bub. Post Malone is teasing new music. Posty already teased a collab with Luke Combs a few weeks back.
That's right.
And now he's teasing another, I don't know, maybe a little bit country because he kind of hinted that he was going country.
Okay.
But I suppose you could. This track is called Missing You Like This.
You decide. It's got 80s power ballad all over it.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. So a fair bit of new Posty will be on the way soon, it seems.
Nice.
Jimmy Fallon had the cast of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire on the show this week, and they recreated the theme song in his classroom instruments segment. So Ray Parker, Bill Murray and Ernie Hudson played the classroom instruments with Jimmy. Here it is. If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! If there's something weird and it don't look good, tell me who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! I feel like Elmo should be singing in there too. It does sound very Elmo-ish, doesn't it?
I'm afraid of no ghosts!
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is out in cinemas on Thursday. And Willie Nelson and Kermit the Frog are feeling the rainbow connection. At a recent show in Texas, Kermit joined the country legend on stage for their first ever joint performance of Kermit's Rainbow Connection, the song Kermit originally released for the Muppet movie back in 1979.
And Willie did a version too.
Yeah, so that earned an Oscar nomination for Best Original Song. Then Willie released a cover of the song for his 2001 album of the same name, which received a Grammy Award nomination for Best Country Album. So finally, they've come together for this duet.
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers and me, all of us under its spell. We know that it's probably magic.
Oh, it is a magic song.
Bless.
Love it.
Nikki and DeMello. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3 Coast FM.